Next item on the agenda, Chesapeake Department of Public Works.
All right.
Taking the tour of Chesapeake.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so specifically the Chesapeake Department of Public Works is requesting authorization to impact tidal wetlands adjacent to Bailey's Creek, which is off the western branch Elizabeth River, by filling a man-made tidal drainage ditch and converting it to an underground stormwater pipe and planting 50 square feet of vegetated wetlands between 2000 and 2004 Christopher Drive. Again, you're acting as the Wetlands Board in this case. So this is property that is in between two single-family homes of a man-made tidal drainage ditch, which you can see a little better here. So from historic aerial imagery, it looks like this ditch was built in the 1950s when the subdivision was built. It is currently held together by a timber bulkhead that's failing. You can see that salt bush is growing in between those timbers. And specifically, the home here at 2004 is starting to lose elevation around their home. It's having some structural issues. So the city of Chesapeake is trying to alleviate that issue by filling this creek, putting in a pipe and an outfall. So there, again, there's a small portion that's actually in the Wetlands Board jurisdiction, which you can see here in yellow. So the creek will be filled, a stormwater outfall pipe will be built with an outfall protection, all landward of the wetlands. However, because this is a tidal creek, this is considered tidal wetlands. And to transition from the existing marsh to the fill, the applicant has proposed to place a core log, backfill, and plant native vegetated wetlands with about 50 square feet. So in all, the fill of the wetlands will impact about 25 square feet of that salt bush that's growing in between the timbers. In addition, they're going to be planting non-vegetated wetlands to vegetated at about 50 square feet. The applicant has proposed to offset those 25 square feet by purchasing those credits at New Mill Creek Tidal Mitigation Bank. So for staff recommendation, staff feels the applicant has minimized the wetland impacts to the greatest extent possible and finds the proposed mitigation through the planting and purchase of credits fulfills the commission's wetlands policy and supplemental guidelines. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2 and the wetlands mitigation policy, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the purchase of 25 credits at the New Mill Creek Mitigation Bank.
Thank you. Any questions, Ms. Peabody? Ms. Everett.
So obviously this has to get addressed. There's erosion. It's pretty clear it's affecting the home. But because there is some vegetation, which might provide some habitat value or water quality value, mm-hmm. Along, and maybe this is in the jurisdiction of VMRC, along the ditch area, it being converted, it will protect it from sediment and nutrients, but it won't have any habitat value of that salt bushes. Has staff remediation looked at that, or is that not within the area?
Yes, and so that was our first conversation on site, which is why we have that 50 square feet of vegetated planting between, because that portion is in our jurisdiction that we were able to do something about, so that's how we got that additional 50 square feet of planting. Everything else is above, and generally the conversation is always let's add buffer here, but unfortunately, it's outside of our jurisdiction to actually get them to do some planting on the upland. But we did get that additional 50 square feet.
Okay, great. And the jurisdiction's DEQ?
That would be the CBPA through the City of Chesapeake. So that is CBPA jurisdiction.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Further questions? Applicant present wishes to be heard?
I don't know. I was going to add anything.
Do you agree as the agent to purchase the credits outlined in the agreement?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Further questions? This is a public hearing. Anyone here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Before we vote, I'd just like to say one thing. I'd like to basically send kudos to the City of Chesapeake for undertaking these type of remediation projects. We are suffering dearly in Isle of Wight County due to the fact that nobody will raise their hand and say it's ours, when folks are basically losing their property to these type of arrangements. So please send our gratitude back, and maybe if they can call my folks.
It was a very rewarding project. I did meet with the homeowner, and he was, I believe, Rachel, you met him, they're really excited to get this done.
I would be too. Yeah. If it was my side yard and it was going down the ditch, I'd be very excited as well. Further comments? What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. France?
Move to accept staff recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. France to accept staff recommendations. There a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Great job.